On today's MVP Baseball, we talk about the Dodgers becoming World Series champs for the first time since 1988. We also talk about our way too early 2021 World Series predictions. We also talk about Alex Cora and AJ Hinch, since they are now officially eligible to be interviewed and hired as managers again. So we talk about where we think they can go, because the next time we record a podcast, they could already be hired, since there's such high demand. Stay tuned. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden, and I'll be joined shortly by our three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. But first, we have the high-speed MLB game recap. Game 6 of the 2020 World Series, the Dodgers have a chance to clinch against the Rays. Tony Gonsolin on the mound for the Dodgers, Blake Snell on the hill for the Rays. Top of the first, Randy Rosarena hits his 10th homer this postseason. An absolute piss missile to right field gives the Rays a 1-0 advantage. Bottom of the sixth, Dodgers tack on two after Kevin Cash's questionable decision to take out Blake Snell after he was cruising through 5 1/3 innings. He had 9 strikeouts, only gave up 2 hits. Dodgers score 2, take a 2-1 lead. Bottom of the eighth, Mookie homers to center field, tacking on another run, giving the Dodgers a 3-1 lead. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Dodgers have a chance to clinch the World Series. Julio Urias is on the mound. Willie Adames strikes out, and the Dodgers are World Series champions. Congrats to the Dodgers. Heck of a job by the Rays to get here with their low payroll. Now welcome in my three co-hosts. Dodgers are 2020 World Series champs. Asterisk.
About time.
What a Braves fan.
What did Dave Roberts say again?
He said, it's our year. I said it.
It's been like, what, 3 or 4 years? Okay.
I'll take 5.
Dodgers are champs. Kershaw has a ring. Congrats. Tough scene for Jaime. I mean, I don't love the Dodgers either, but he's a real Dodger hater. So, Jaime, just go ahead and start talking about Kevin Cash, because I can already see it.
Wait, do you guys want to say it for all of us to talk about it? Or, like, I can do a recap of the game.
We know anybody who's listening to this podcast knows what happened in the game. We're just supposed to give our opinions on what happened and what we think about what happened, not just say, a Rosarena homered again. Like, no.
Okay, let me start then. Let me say, okay?
So go ahead. Analyze the game.
Okay, so Rosarena hit a home run again. So really cool.
Dick.
Committed suicide.
Snell pitched a gem, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. Snell, he got a career high for the season, didn't he, in strikeouts?
The season?
Yeah, season high. But other than that, he just straight up dominated. So here's the big thing that, like, everyone's talking about was Kevin Cash's decision to remove Blake Snell. Last time I checked, I didn't know Dave Roberts was managing the Rays. I thought he was a Dodgers manager, but...
God damn it.
What was that, your joke or what?
I didn't know Mickey Callaway started managing the Dodgers, the Rays.
It was more like Ricky Renteria.
I'm so mad.
Surprising. Luis Rojas.
Torrey Lovello.
God damn it, just keep going.
Carlos Beltran. Common all of our former
managers suck.
Bob Brenly. Okay, so surprisingly, Dave Roberts not make really any dumb moves. Maybe he finally learned after, like, what? How many years has he been manager for? Like, 6 years? So it took him long enough. So last time I checked, I'm pretty sure I didn't know Kevin Cash has checked out He put in the so Nick Anderson, he was like the Rays' best reliever this year, wasn't he?
I can't believe the Marlins gave him up to the Rays.
So I so let's just say this. Okay, so Nick Anderson has been the one. We've been talking about like playoff Bieber and playoff Kershaw, but where's playoff Anderson at? Where's playoff Anderson at? He's
given up a run.
It's a thing now.
Postseason outing. So
he's just been so bad this year. I don't know why he didn't put like Fairbanks in, over Anderson.
Dio.
Oh my god! I forgot it. Oh, they put in Nick Anderson over those guys. Then Mookie Betts finally makes a bit of contribution with a double and a home run.
And the internet explodes, by the way.
Wait, whose internet? Yours or mine?
The internet explodes when Mookie does something. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, that's true.
Like Seager, you know. If that was Seager who hit that homer, nope, nothing.
Crickets,
yep. But you know,
okay, so honestly, no, I hate the Dodgers, but congrats to them. It was gonna happen sooner or later. I think we can all admit that.
I was gonna be pissed if they gave the World Series MVP to Mookie.
60-game season.
God damn. Everyone was bragging about like how AJ Pollock was good, but AJ Pollock's only good for like 60 games anyways. Whatever, before he got injured. That's all I have to say. I hate the Dodgers, but it was going to happen anyways.
No congrats to Kershaw.
Since
good. He finally got a ring. That's a good thing for him.
It wasn't his fault they didn't get a ring.
I know, but like,
you know, like postseason Kershaw, it's official.
Yeah, because he was totally not bad before Roberts, whatever.
And then why are you shooting on Roberts?
Good pitchers have bad outings, you fucking dumbass.
Fuck.
Whatever. It's not like he was bad with Mattingly when he's manager, but whatever.
If he was bad, he would pitch bad every start, but, you know, not have nine outings with six innings pitch and one earned run. You know, you just make whatever bullshit narrative you want. Keep going.
You mean out of the 30 starts he has like nine good ones?
And nine still, like, I believe maybe the most ever. Not 100% sure.
Yeah, but he's been in more games. Not like a fair comparison.
Oh my god. If he was terrible in the postseason, he'd have like none.
Or he is, though. Any.
God damn it. All right, dude. I'm not arguing with your dumb ass over this.
Madison Bumgarner has more quality starts and less games.
We already talked about this. You can't compare him to Kershaw.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Because we said so. Okay. Whatever.
Bumgarner sucks now.
You guys are talking now? Like your turns?
What?
You're trying to talk? Like Mason, Carson?
Are you done?
Yeah, I've been done.
Bull fuckery. Okay, go ahead, Mason.
You talked about it. You're the one
saying dumb shit, though.
I said congrats to Kershaw.
Mason, you said... okay, just go.
Well. Since... fucking Jaime decided to recap the game... But I guess since he only talked about Rosario and his home run, but.
Also, Kevin Cash's dumb decision, but we're all going to talk about
then
that.
Then what the hell am I supposed to say?
I mean, we could talk about Mookie being good, like, for, like, finally.
That's his third career postseason homer, by the way. Third career. He's up to three now. Up to three.
Wait, so, wow, he got outslugged by a rookie. Okay, I see.
Way outslugged.
Well, yeah, Mookie, fucking hell, man. Not that great of a postseason player.
I
Dude, I don't know what the hell to say.
What are we talking? Like, what are we doing?
Just talk about the game. Just
we can criticize how the Rays
just
like
give
didn't
credit
back up
credit
well.
Is due and just
Well, I give credit to Kevin Cash for being a fucking dumbass.
No, you mean Dave Roberts.
What? God damn it.
Dave Roberts was managing the race tonight. You guys didn't know that?
But Snell should have been left in. That's the bottom line. Bringing in Anderson to relieve Snell was probably worse than taking him out. Period. If he could have at least brought in a halfway decent reliever in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Like, Anderson has sucked absolute shit in the playoffs. But he decided to bring him in for some reason, and that ended up costing him the whole World Series. Fucking idiot.
Why does it remind me of like when Joe Maddon kept in Aroldis Chapman in 2016 when he was tired?
Because managers are overrated.
Yeah, but
Roberts is overrated
suck,
in general.
You
but
can tell like it makes a difference.
Postseason managers are now a thing.
Yeah, you got postseason Ricky Renteria.
Postseason Boone.
Dude, Boone's just an idiot every time, all the time.
Was Terry
him and Roberts?
I mean,
so
Cash
like
is still probably the best manager, but this one mistake is going to ruin
yes.
his reputation.
Yes, yes, exactly. Fucking bullshit. And there's all these people who don't watch baseball until the World Series, and they're just going to say Cash sucks. Like,
yeah, those are the worst type of people. People would just. Watch
the casuals, like who barely watch the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, Mason and I talk about this. The worst people are the people who don't watch baseball all year, and then they talk about baseball during the World Series like they know what they're talking about.
Oh, so ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN, Fox, literally fucking everyone on my Twitter feed. So.
They found a way to talk about LeBron again
on
ESPN.
The MLB just did it too. They're giving in.
My God.
All right.
I want to interrupt this real quick. Remember when the MJ documentary was happening?
God, Last Dance? You shut the what is this?
No.
What is this? The Dodgers just won the World Series, and you want to talk about this?
No, but they kept talking about like Michael Jordan and Mike Trout on their page. They kept sucking up Michael Jordan on the MLB page.
I mean, okay, just back to the topic, please.
Yeah, I said that. That's why I said, like, I'm going to interrupt this real quick.
But can you just talk about it?
I already did.
No, next.
Oh, okay. Sure. Go.
Next. What? Carson.
Carson.
Okay, so. Rosarena hit yet another home run off Gonsolin. Snell, the Fortnite man, looked good tonight. He was pitching a gem, but then Cash decided to take him out because of the matchup, which was stupid.
And Carson sucks.
He put in Nick Anderson, who has been awful this postseason to face. And he gave up 2 runs.
We talked about
All right.
Well, then just cancel the podcast if we're all saying the same thing.
Oh, my. What the fuck?
It's usually me, Mason, and Zayden saying, like, original stuff.
Like, I'm, like, we're opinion. We give opinions. We're not just going to read off box scores, okay?
Wait, okay, then. I got one more thing to say. The Rays offense.
I don't give a damn.
The Rays offense just been bad. Like, they just checked out today.
Who?
The Rays offense, other than Arozarena.
Yeah, Jaime, but you already spoke. You had your chance.
Fine, you speak then. Just talk about how the Rays' offense is bad.
All right. I'm going to talk about everything.
Good.
So, Nick Anderson has been, let's see, his stats this postseason. He's got a 5.02 ERA in the postseason.
I'm surprised it isn't infinite.
His ERA in the regular season? 0.55.
It's like 0.5.
0.55. That's postseason. That is just unbelievable.
And that is pure postseason.
If Kevin Cash has a whole damn stable, as he said during the regular season, why didn't he bring in someone else out of that stable?
Castillo.
Loop, who has pitched good. Fairbanks, yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. Urias.
Anderson, pitching was good.
Fuck! All right, yeah, the pitching was great. Urias was Anderson. Nobody mentioned Urias. Like, he was an underdog. Well, he was a what the fuck is the word? He was a long shot for MVP.
I mean, thank God he didn't. Thank God Brock was gonna be on Jansen.
Dude, that would have been funny as hell if he did.
I would have been surprised if Roberts bought Kershaw because of the storyline. Like, oh, he's not a choker. he's a good guy.
All right. So tonight was the last time we got to see playoff Rosarena till next
last
year.
Last time we got to see baseball till next year.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not going to see playoff Rosarena till next year.
You guys want? Where are the Rays going from here now?
They're gonna develop players great, and they're gonna be right back in the thick of things.
Only the D-backs develop players. Whatever.
Rosarena is a rookie. D-backs.
The Mets have
the D-backs have developed good players.
They have players. They just that
they get injured.
No, when Mets players come up, they're highly touted, but then they fail. They get injured, and then they get designated for assignment. All right,
Zayden tries to talk about the game, and then all of a sudden it's about the Mets and the D-backs. But, okay. Rosarena, let's see. His stats in the regular season weren't even that bad.
I haven't looked.
Played 23 games, only 23. Had 7 homers in those 23 games. A 1.023 OPS. So I think he's.
I never even heard of him in the regular season. What the hell?
Exactly. So he's gonna be like good as hell next year. Like,
yeah, hopefully he comes up for the Rays again.
I first heard of him when he was when the Mets were playing the Rays and he hit 2 home runs against us.
Like, I mean, if Mike Trout wasn't a person, I'd place my money on Rosarena for MVP. God. But yeah, I didn't even hear of him in the regular season. He actually had a pretty damn good 23 games. So,
wait, guys, imagine if the Rays owner was a Jeep.
What? A Jeep?
Cheap.
No. What the hell?
Look, the Rays this good with the money they have. Imagine if the owner opened up the payroll.
What? Wait, Mason, what did you think he said?
Jeep.
Jeep. You guys have to hear that?
Oh yeah, but he has to be cheap, basically. I mean, like, they don't bring in near as much revenue, Jaime.
If they weren't cheap, they could have kept Pham and maybe what's his name? He was with the Pirates.
He's not that cheap. They're a low revenue. They're in a small market. Uh-oh. And they don't get that much revenue compared to the Dodgers and the Yankees.
The White Sox are a bigger market team, and they still suck. But
they made the playoffs.
They won more.
I mean, it didn't. I mean, well, maybe
the D-backs? Maybe if
the White Sox got a good manager this time, maybe they can make it to the World Series.
AJ Hinch is getting hired Sunday morning, right here. You heard it first.
By the White Sox? Like what? Like is that your prediction?
That is my prediction, but
holy shit,
talk about
pick your fucking Walmart earbuds, Carson.
We're going to talk about Cora and Hinch at the end of the show since they are now eligible.
Do you guys want to talk about, like, that idea I pulled, like, the expansion?
Well, right now we're on the World Series, but Hinch came up, okay. So I had to say that, and now we're talking about topic. So, Jaime, can you just be quiet for a second?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll wait till my topic.
Yes, Kevin Cash is still going to be the manager of the year. And all these idiots on Twitter who don't watch baseball are just saying dumb shit. I'm used to it. And I go round and round on Twitter every single year with people like this. So that's how that goes. And fuck. I think that's all I had to say.
What, can I say one more thing, actually?
Oh, yeah, and congrats to the Rays with their low payroll. They still almost could have, maybe should have, beaten the Dodgers, who spend a shitload of money. So, oh, no, I know what I was going to say. Analytics. This is
Carson's favorite topic.
No. Well, actually, I don't want to bring up analytics. Actually, no, we're going to talk about Kevin Cash, so I'll just start with analytics. Jaime, do you like analytics?
I mean, I'm not like – I don't look too much into them because I'm a basic baseball fan, but I think they're good for the sport and, like, in developing teams.
So most of the time analytics work, but sometimes you just can't listen to the analytics. You just have to go with your own decision. So –
what Kevin Cash did remind me, like, when he's like, when they asked him why he put Kershaw in, like, that Washington series, like, he was like, oh, the analytics. That's what it reminded me of.
But the analytics work like 90% of the time.
Well, unless you're the Athletics.
But so people are saying, oh, I hate analytics. Old baseball is better. Analytics are good. They just didn't work this time. You can't just follow the analytics all the way. There comes a point in time where you have to make your own decision. The analytics are like they're a help. They're not there to guide, like, make decisions for you. They're there to help you make decisions. So, Jaime, Kevin Cash, dumb decision. Go ahead.
We already talked about his dumb decision. The only thing
We didn't.
I can, like, assure. It does say that Blake Snell does do really poorly against, like, when he sees the lineup for the third time. But I think he should just let him stay in there for at least one more inning. That's about it. I don't have a lot to say. But we all know it's a dumb move.
All right, next.
I already go over it.
Yeah, Carson, you haven't talked about it, really.
You hate analysts, Carson.
But, like, I don't like some of the people that are overused them. I will not brought names, though, because...
Well, that one MLB Instagram page?
He said DeGrom was the fourth best pitcher. But anyways, we're getting...
I remember that. He said Lindor wasn't the top five shortstop.
All right. Well, anyways,
Lindor's a little overrated, though.
Yeah, he is. But...
Lindor to the Dodgers.
All right. So keep going, and unless you're done.
Carson?
That's really all I have to say.
Man. All right. Let's see. So, congrats to both teams, because the Rays have a low-ass payroll, like I said. So, congrats to them.
Imagine if they had, like, a big payroll, too.
Yeah, I know, right? And the Dodgers.
But they can't, sadly.
Like, they beat the Yankees, so I love that, because Yankees fucking spend so much fucking money. But
they spent $4 billion this decade, I swear to God.
So Turner tested positive tonight. Anything that needs to be said about that? Actually, that is a terrible question. Obviously, we have
imagine to winning the World Series and going to the Braves.
Okay,
Turner tested positive. I think they have confidence in Riley.
I thought we were going to talk about Turner.
Well, Jaime's dick ass brought up the Braves.
Because that's Jaime. We just got to ignore him sometimes.
Well, I think Turner's going to go to the Braves. That's my prediction.
We don't get into predictions yet.
Yeah. We're going to predict the 2021 World Series after we talk about Turner. So,
2021.
Okay. Way too early. We have to do this. We'll do it now and we'll do it at the end of the offseason.
Don't we just do it like during spring training?
Yeah, we'll do it then too.
Man, ridiculous.
Okay, so anybody got anything to say about Turner since you guys are the ones who want to talk about it?
Rest in peace, Turner.
Shut up. I'd be pretty pissed if I just won the World Series and couldn't celebrate with my teammates.
Then you got sent to the Braves.
God damn. Okay.
That's all you got to say?
Well, the fucker got me off track. Give me a second.
All right. So I'll go.
Next.
No, one. I'm ready.
Okay, go.
I'd be pretty pissed. He just tweeted out that he feels great and has no symptoms.
But he can't celebrate the World Series. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's bullshit. I'd be ticked. It's just, how long has he been in the league?
8 years?
He made his debut with the Orioles in 2009.
Oh, that's
long. Or 2008, actually.
Anyway, Turner is criminally underrated, to be honest.
He is.
And another.
Well, I don't know what else to say other than I'd be pissed.
All right. Well, I got something to say. So I got an argument on Twitter today.
Oh, no. What do you argue about this time?
Oh, this one's going to – you're going to be interested because people were mentioning – let's see. Who'd this guy mention for MVP? So I said Turner because this one guy said Mookie, Kershaw, Kevin Cash, Tyler Glasnow. God. And then he didn't say Seager or Turner, so I said Turner. And then this one guy fucking responded and said he has a negative chance of winning because of Kershaw, Buehler, Seager, and Mookie on the team. And then so I tell him all the numbers, and then he's just like I said, zero chance. After Turner didn't win it, but Turner was the second best player in the series.
So, barely the second.
What?
Barely the second.
Okay, second best player of the Dodgers in this
series. Well, that's what I was talking about for the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's definitely second. He could have been first. That's what you're saying.
Yes, it's close.
It is. So, you know, this guy also said that the only way Turner could win World Series MVP is if he had Steve Pierce type numbers, the guy who won 2018 MVP for the Red Sox. And so I looked it up. Turner had better numbers than Steve Pierce. So, you know, while we're on that topic, Mookie was on both teams. You know, he's the best player in baseball. He can't win World Series MVP, but no, we won't talk about that because he's not the best player. But so that's that. Dodgers win the World Series. Rays, credit to the Rays, as I said. So we're going to talk about two more things. We're going to start way too early. World Series 2021 predictions.
Dude,
We're going to do this now. We're going to do it after the offseason. So
we could do this in spring training.
I just do you not listen, man?
I'd rather wait for free agency and trades to play out before.
Like, I said we're going to do it now, and then we're going to do it after the offseason.
Okay, you're just dumb then, okay?
Call me Jaime then.
Okay, Jaime.
Let's just do the shit, man.
All right, all right, all right. 2020, just come up with something. I swear to God.
Wait, so it could be the most ridiculous claim, right?
Just take it seriously.
Okay.
Bro, you're lagging again, man.
Just don't say something stupid like the D-backs.
Oh, me?
No, just go.
Zayden, are you lagging or something?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say Mets and White Sox. Maybe, maybe if the Mets like stay healthy this year, they have a chance.
No, no.
Oh my!
No. I could have said, I could have said
no.
Even though that wouldn't make any sense.
No.
All
right.
The Mets. Hey, the Mets are gonna get JT.
All right, go ahead. Next.
I got.
All right, go ahead.
Cubs and White Sox.
That'd be nice.
Man, okay, you, man, whoever won that series, you guys would probably kill each other. Literally.
That would be great.
Probably.
If I pulled the AK in science class.
Can I fucking talk? I got Braves and Yankees.
All right,
I could have said, like, D-backs and Mariners, but whatever.
That'd be the Little League World Series.
Carson, go ahead.
Maybe.
They'd still probably lose to Little Leaguers.
Carson?
D-backs, of course.
Carson, are you still awake?
Okay, anyone watching the Carson? Podcast, I'll give you Carson's address so you can go wake him up. Checked out.
Okay, so Carson is disappearing like Nick Anderson did in the playoffs.
Or Dallas Keuchel.
I guess I'll go. As an unbiased host of this show.
Oh my god! White Sox. God damn it!
Super unbiased. And
the Yankees.
Super unbiased.
Who the hell else am I gonna pick?
yeah, how, ALCS.
Did Jaime just see all
right,
Yankees?
Carson's texting me. He said he did talk, but we can't hear his ass.
Maybe he should fix his mic.
All right. Tell him to leave and rejoin, and I'll give my World Series prediction. As
White
I
talk some forgot
who I wanted to pick in the NL. Think, God damn it. Think!
What a joke. Oh, get out of here, the Padres.
There we go.
I mean, the Mets have a good team. Only
you
to stay healthy.
I'm using half-assing his answer.
That's true. That's half true, actually.
So you're a quarter-assing it?
I said, fine. I'll give a good
prediction. Jaime? Like, I think the White Sox are going to
be
Stroman.
Stroman.
Springer, hopefully. So that's why I'm picking.
He hasn't been good in, like, what? Well, he actually played decent for the Mets last year. He played pretty good, actually. Never mind.
No.
I thought he did good for the Mets.
He has decent stats. He's still.
He'd be
good for us as much as I don't like the guy. But, he's definite. No. No. Just.
Political.
I don't want to tell you why, because I don't want to get into that. But,
loser.
Yeah, that's we can leave it at that. I know for a fact
three tweets. Oh my
tweets about the White Sox. That's more than any other team, you
fucking
donut.
Man.
Three tweets.
God
Three tweets.
So
that's three tweets.
He hasn't done that.
If Lucas Giolito liked the D-backs post, I guess he would come to Arizona, I guess. Idiot. You're just dumb.
Do you not see him, you fucking donkey? Did you not
see him? Oh, you have to remove that now. Oh, good looking sponsorship on this, then.
All right. White.
Well, no one wants on advertising either, but that's
no one who listens to our podcast, I mean.
Worry, guys. You always listen to it.
Shit, but okay.
Me too.
All right, White Sox Padres 2021. Mark it down. Go ahead, Carson.
Pick the Mets.
My predictions. Wait, we're still doing. Oh, wait.
Go,
oh,
Carson. Well,
my World Series predictions are Braves and Rays.
I was about to say.
Especially with Aaron Boone.
Yankees aren't making it.
Yeah,
they're
going to sign someone.
Wait, why did they fire Joe Girardi even though he did good that season?
Because he wasn't good in the clubhouse, I think.
Nah.
All right. So that's our predictions for the World Series of 2021. Way too early. So we're taking a small little dive into the offseason, but Alex Cora and AJ Hinch are officially allowed to be interviewed and hired. Officially official. So where do you guys think Alex? I think they could honestly be hired by the next time we even record, because there's such a high demand for both of them. So does Alex Cora go back to
actually I want to talk, do you guys actually think they'll probably like face like a blacklist, or like get blackballed, you know what I mean, or no? I mean, I'm curious, like, does it like kind of like Barry Bonds, like kind of like that? Not the Red Sox. I don't
Please
think it's the
answer
Red Sox.
The question. Where do you think Cora will go?
It's kind of hard because I really don't pay attention to the managers. Okay. So like maybe the Mets, because the Mets always need a good manager.
What? Time out. Jaime doesn't pay attention to managers, but he's been talking about Dave Roberts and Kevin Cash this whole series.
Damn it!
And we have lost Jaime. His shit crashed. I can already see it. So, Mason, where does Alex go?
Fuck. To be honest, I don't know.
Dude, you gotta. This.
I don't know where the hell he's gonna go, man. Fuck.
Well, let me throw out some options.
I don't know why he'd go back to the Red Sox.
He's going to go to the World Series champion Tigers for sure.
Oh, yeah, fuck the Tigers. But they aren't getting him.
Yeah, they cannot sign either.
Alex Cora can go wherever the hell they want.
They cannot sign either.
What?
Both. They can decide not sign Cora. Whatever. Dude. Fuck. I'm just saying that they fucking can decide to not. Because if I was Cora, I wouldn't even want to manage a fucking Tigers. Why the hell would the Red Sox get
so
Cora back?
The Red Sox or the White Sox? Well, they don't have a manager. Well,
I don't see it.
And it's been suspected that Cora is going to go back.
Okay.
So what? Okay, Mason's talking, Jaime.
What?
I can see you starting to fucking blab your fat fucking mouth, so go ahead. Keep going, Mason.
Well,
can you just tell? Yeah, so well, you just have no clue.
Who you talking to?
If you think he's not going to... Will you shut up?
Okay.
You, talking to Mason. Okay.
All right.
If you don't think he's
Mason's still going. Okay, go.
Okay, Mason doesn't think he's going
to
sign with.
He's not going to go back to the Red Sox, you dumb prick.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Just like.
Okay, Contigar.
Hinge could go to the White Sox, like you said. But you said Hinge, though.
I'll just wait till I go.
If the Dodgers actually fire Roberts, which I doubt it, they could probably use him. But all the Dodgers fans are going to boo him. But F it. That's all I have to say. So I don't know a lot about it. But I'm going to say Hinch will probably go to the White Sox since they need a manager. You guys there or what? Yeah, that's all to say. That's all to say. Don't have a lot.
Yeah, we're here.
Well, you die a lot anyway, so.
All right, so go ahead.
I think Corey goes back to the Red Sox.
Not a chance in hell, man.
Oh, well, if he does leave, then I think that the White Sox get him. Because there's not really much other teams. I don't know where he'll go, so I'm just gonna say he remains without a team.
Alright.
Well, the Mariners, they fire their manager.
You just said he's going back to the Red Sox. No one wants to go to the Mariners.
The Mariners fired Scott. What's his last name?
Servius.
It's gonna be the White.
Yeah, Servius. Like, there's a possibility, but like, no one will probably go down to Seattle because that was just a mess right now.
All right. Carson's done. I'll tell you.
Well, okay. I think Hinch is
gonna, okay. I guess not.
I think Hinch is gonna go to the White Sox.
Okay, so Cora is still the favorite for the Red Sox job. Out of everything I've read, he's the favorite. So Cora goes back to the Red Sox.
Do you have a list of like managers who are most likely to get fired this year or no? If there's no list online or like who's in the hot seat.
Why would I make that list? No, I'm just looking at stuff for Cora and Hinch, and everything I've read is Hinch is the favorite. No, not Hinch. Fuck Cora. But I suspect Hinch goes to the White Sox. But I mean, I really hope there's no truth to the Tony La Russa rumors. So we'll see about that. Jaime, you said Hinch goes to the White Sox.
Mason,
where do you think Hinch goes? Because you're the only one who didn't say anything about Hinch. All right, so it's unanimous. Okay.
Does Hinch have a chance to go to the Dodgers if they fire Roberts? You're probably right. Anyways,
they're not firing Roberts, dude. You realize the backlash they get.
Well, all the casual fans probably don't even know why Roberts is a bad manager.
God damn it, Zane.
Can we agree on that? Like all the casuals are gonna be like, "Oh, Roberts is a good manager because he won the World Series."
Yeah.
You think
exactly
every
like the casual analyst that thinks
maybe true, but that doesn't mean that everyone that listens to this is gonna like what you fucking said. All right.
Yeah, well,
okay. So release all the original cuts of the episodes.
And everyone who listens to this.
Release all the original cards, like uncensored, okay?
All right, right, right. So,
well, I thought we were talking about like the expansion, like the idea.
What should we do first for the off-season podcast?
I thought we did the idea of the expansion.
Free agents.
What? Award predictions?
Right now?
Okay, we're just gonna do
awards. No.
Okay, okay.
Shit. Awards and no. We're gonna do awards on. Let's see. One, tonight's Tuesday night. We're gonna record Thursday night, post on Friday, an awards podcast, and possibly we're not gonna do free agents with awards because I think that'll be too long. But maybe some other shit.
Okay, we even do my maybe idea. Okay, F you guys.
So thank you for listening to the MVP Baseball Podcast.
We agreed on this.
We have agreed.
We've agreed.
Thank you for listening
shit.
To the. MVP baseball we, podcast.
You agreed on it. You a-hole.
Once a week.